And welcome back to Highland Radio's Sports Review of the Year 2016. I'm joined in studio by Chris Ashmore, Jeremy Doherty, and Donegal International Rally winner Manus Kelly. We'll be speaking to Manus after 3 o'clock on the programme as he reflects back on what has been an epic year for him. We've already dealt with the Olympics, still on the Olympic front at the Paralympic Games. There was, of course, success for Donegal competitor as well. Kitty George Dunleavy, along with Eve McChrystal, returned with the gold and silver from Rio at the Paralympics. Large crowds turned out at Dublin Airport to welcome home the 48-strong Irish team, who claimed a total of 11 medal successes. Kitty is a visually impaired cyclist and has Donegal roots. Her claimer is a Donegal girl. Her father is from Mount Charles. Colleen Duffy spoke with Kitty and Eve at the airport on their return.
For both of you, it's been quite the Paralympics with two medals.
We had a bit of an, you know, we had an aim coming here. We believed we're aiming for 3 medals. A track, you know, unfortunately went a bit disappointed there, but to come away with 2 medals, and even, you know, after all the hard work and the sacrifices, has been really hard, tough, 3-4 years, it's actually great to come back with a medal, let alone, you know, you had to have two. That's unbelievable. We can't believe it.
2 out of 3 ain't bad, I suppose. Plenty of celebrations, obviously, and they'll continue now for a couple of weeks and months.
Oh, yeah, we'll look forward to it now. Just, seeing the friends and family and catching up with them and sharing it with them.
And talk to me about the events themselves and, how tough it actually is out there. And I suppose people talk about the heat and different things as well.
Yeah, it was very warm the day of the time trial, but we were prepared for that. The road race was tough because it was very hilly. So we didn't really know what to expect. So to get a silver medal was fantastic for us because the course was really, really difficult.
And talk to me about, this level of competition as well, and how you prepare for something like this, and how things have worked so well for you, obviously, as well. The hard work's paid off.
Yeah, well, we have a great team. Both of us are in the Institute of Sport, so we have all the services that provides. We are elite athletes. The only difference with myself and Katie is that Katie is visually impaired, but we train like elite athletes. We work just as hard, and the competition is at the same level. So it was, it's not easy to get medals. We work 6-7 days a week, a couple of hours a day. So it's, to get the medals is fantastic.
Kitty George Dunleavy and Eve McChrystal on their return to Ireland with medals from the Paralympic Games in Rio. Well, Crannan native Rena McCarron Rooney bowed out at the quarter-final stages of the women's table tennis singles at the Rio Paralympics as she lost out to the world number one from Korea on that day. And on the Ireland backroom team, there was also a Donegal representative as well. Johnny Lockery from JT Physiotherapy was the physio for the Ireland team that was at the Paralympic Games in Rio. Just to give you a score across channel in the Premier League, Southampton have beaten Bournemouth by 3-1. While in rugby, Ulster are trailing against Clermont Auvergne by 21-0. And Tyrone have lost that Ophia Cup final today against Armagh, going down 3-10 to 13 points, a 6-point win for the Orchard County. We go back to our review, Dermot, Athletics.
Yeah, it was quite a year in athletics, Oisin, and when you go back over the last 12 months and you pick out different highlights, you just realise the success that Donegal athletes have enjoyed. Brendan Boyce, we've already mentioned him in relation to Rio, but he was in action back in January, a 5K indoor event in Paris. And he also set a new personal best and recorded an Ulster record. He finished 8th in the 5,000 metres race walk in Bratislava in Slovakia. He struck gold at the National Senior Indoors in the 5K as well. Had been unsuccessful at that event for a few times before that, so I'm sure that was one that he enjoyed. And as he prepared for the Olympics, he was in action in Rome as well, in an IAAF World Race Walking Championship event. 85 minutes and 30 seconds he clocked for the 20K walk, which wasn't bad going.
And I think it's worth pointing out, he's doing a walking at a 4:35, 4:50, which is faster than many people would actually run a 5K. It just shows the speed there. It's incredible. Well, like Brendan Boyce, Mark English, we've touched on the Olympic side of things. He had a great start to the new year, had an Irish indoor record for the 500 metres. He also had a fourth Irish indoor 800 metre title then in June, retaining a senior 800 metres outdoor national title in Santry. And worth mentioning, Carl Griffin from from Donegal Town was third in that same race, and there was gold for Tori Pina in the pole vault also in that championships. And a 1-2 for Donegal as Tyrconnell's AC's Kelly McCrory was the winner in the 400 metres hurdles, and Lurgy Brack girl Arlene Cross in the Finn Valley AC produced a superb performance to finish second in that event.
Yeah, and there were other national titles as well. Tyrconnell AC's Kelly McGrory, she won the under 23 women's 400 metre indoor final in Athlone. Her clubmate Kate McGowan, representing UCD in the 400 metres hurdles, and shot putter John Kelly for Letterkenny IT, they both won gold medals at the Irish Universities Championships, which were on in Santry. Christopher Doherty from Tyrconnell AC, he won the pole vault at the Irish under 23s and the junior championships in Tullamore. And another Tyrconnell AC athlete, Conal Mahan, took bronze medal in the men's triple jump at the indoor championships in Athlone with a best leap of 14.06 metres.
Indeed, there were some great performances in track and field for Donegal athletes. A gold medal for Finn Valley's Summer Leckie in the high jump at the Tulleton Games in Santry. And she set a new record that had stood for some 25 years and was also named as the outstanding female athlete. And at the same games, there were gold medals for Finn Valley boys Aaron McGlynn in the 800 metres and James Kelly, who had a fine throw of 16.85 in the shot put. And at the European Youth Athletics Championships in Tbilisi in Georgia, Summer Leckie and Brendan O'Donnell, Brendan from the Lifford Strabane Athletic Club, well, they reached the finals of the high jump and hammer respectively. And Finn Valley girls Arlene Crossan and Janine Boyle, well, they got to the semi-final stages of the 200 metres and 400 metres hurdles respectively. So great performances there. Crossan eventually missing out on a place in the final due to injury, but she also had victory in the 400 metres hurdles at the under 20 junior final in Tullamore.
Yeah, and Brendan O'Donnell, he was back in action competing for Ireland at the International Celtic Games in Swansea. He was involved in the hammer event there, and Guido's Faya McFadden, representing her country for the first time, well, she won the women's triple jump with a new PB of 11.08 metres, and that was also in Swansea. Finn Valley's James Kelly, another almost household name now in athletics, even though he's still only young. He took the English under 17 shot put title with a throw of 16.64 metres in Bradford. And on the first day of May, Letterkenny AC's Kieran Doherty, he won the 20th Northwest 10k road race in Letterkenny in a time of 31.59, with Maria McCambridge, the first female home, clocking 34.38.
And there were some great stories revolving around the Donegal Marathon. Ross's AC Kieran McGonigal, well, he was first home in 2 hours 41 minutes 15 seconds. And Katrina Jennings was the first of the women, 2:53.14, a great time for her. And it was a unique double for the Jennings family, as her sister Sinead, just 9 days after competing at the Rio Olympics, was first in the half marathon in the female category, 1 hour 23 minutes and 40 seconds. Letterkenny AC's Patrick Breslin won the men's category there. And on the last Sunday in October, in the national section of the Dublin City Marathon, well, Katrina Jennings finished second in a time of 2 hours 44 minutes 59 seconds in a show on AC's Porrick McKinney, winning the male over 50s category, clocking 2 hours 35 minutes and 3 seconds. Another superb performance.
Yeah, Porrick McKinney, we mentioned him on here last year as well when we were doing a review. I mean, he continues to produce the goods. He won the over 50s Masters title in Dundalk back in January, and the Inishowen runner was also fourth overall in a time of 24 minutes and 18 seconds. That's at Cross Country Athletics. And the remarkable career of the veteran Kerry Guard athlete Hugh Gallagher continued into 2016 as well. He took 2 gold medals in the shot put and the long jump in the over 90 age category at the Irish Masters, which were on in Athlone in the early part of the year. He also broke the record in the long jump. And then in August, Hugh won 4 gold medals at the Irish Masters Athletics Championships in Tullamore. The 91-year-old successes coming in the shot put, the discus, the javelin and the long jump.
I think Hugh Gallagher is the only athlete since we started doing the sports review a long time ago on Highland that gets a mention every year, Jeremy.
He probably is, Oisin. Fantastic, yeah. Fantastic.
Okay, Chris and Jeremy, thanks for that. That's what happened on the athletics front. Just some of the highlights from the last 12 months as we go for another commercial break, and more from the review on the way very soon.